Here's Joe Mixon on just simply wanting to be back on the field with his fellas.
How tough was it the past couple weeks sitting out and not being able to play?
What you think?
I'm going to hear your sticker, though.
I was number one in the league in rushing. I want to be out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, other than obviously I was stopped because of that weak-ass hip drop tackle. You know what I'm saying? So I can't do nothing about that. I want to be out there more than anybody. You know what I'm saying? So obviously it's frustrating, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm going to just keep on working. And when it's time to, you know, be out there, I'm going to do what I got to do to show them the best on the field. Simple as that.
Yeah, look, whether we're talking Joe Mixon or Stephon Diggs, man, their approach to practice is just beautiful. Their mentality towards playing the game of football is absolutely beautiful. And you're right. I don't know where we take the comment or the statement, but
that weak ass hip drop tackle.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I would love for my offensive lineman in Houston Texans uniform to have a Joe Mixon mentality. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I would love to have that.
That is what I want to request or implore right now. I feel like Clint would feel a lot better about the offensive line if they played like or carried themselves more like Joe Mixon. I mean, yeah. Joe Mixon is out there just like. Clearly got the dog in him, got a presence about him, out there running the ball with no gloves on, like wants to be out there saying, man, the only reason why I'm not out there is because of a hit that they've made.
That hit drop tackle.
Illegal in the game now. Yep. Like he is clearly a dude that wants to be out there. Got out there for a Friday practice, probably knowing full and well that he wasn't ready to go because ended up not being ready to go that following Sunday. Like, if the offensive line could comport itself more like Joe Mixon does, I think you would like the offensive line a lot better. I think we would see a much grimier run game.
Yeah, look, I mean, effort and attitude and physicality. I mean, I think that would improve the product tremendously. But even if it didn't, I can at least respect that approach. You know.
Yeah.
I think that would be big. You know, the guys are back, and I think staying on that particular thought of the mentality of the offensive line, I think that's a little bit of a hidden. I think it's a little bit of a hidden impact that a guy like Joe Mixon can have. Clearly, he's going to give you a better chance to get the run game going. Clearly, he can help you more than any other running back that you have in the pass game. Clearly, he's going to be able to pass protect better than others, and the ceiling is extremely higher. But one of the hidden impacts could very well be that, look, you go a game, you go a couple of games with some bull jive up front. At some point, that guy you just heard from is going to say, hey, man, y'all got to get this right.
Yeah,
what's going on up here?
For sure, for sure. And that's aside from the fact that, again, speaking to his talent and what he brings to you just like as a player, the fact that game, that week one game,
yes,
where he goes for 158 yards, yes, and we were praising the Texans offensive line, and it was just like this glorious week because the Texans offensive, ooh, line established itself, established the run. And I was with you, Clint, but let's not forget that 101 of 158 of those yards was Joe Mixon after contact.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot of Joe Mixon being excellent, mm-hmm, you know, and the offensive line did its thing, but a lot of what we saw was just a different type of guy at running back, and everything that we've seen since then, I understand that Joe Mixon was hurt not long after that, but everything that we've seen since then has been inconsistent at best. It's had its moments. I think, like we said earlier, it had its moments Sunday against the Bills, but it needs to be a lot better. And having Joe Mixon back finally, I think, is going to help that.
Well, here's the beautiful thing. We talked a little bit earlier about C.J. Stroud and how C.J. Stroud actually, if he tweaked his play a little bit, it would actually make up for – the offensive line would appear to be better if you did that. There's no doubt about it. If the 21 touches – that went to Dari Agumbawale last week, if those 21 touches go to Joe Mixon this week, then Bobby Slowick is going to look better. The offensive line is going to look better. And I don't know what better is, but it will definitely look better if Joe Mixon is able to stay healthy and carry the rock for this football team.
I think about something as simple as just ball control, possessing the football, Clint. Like, if you're living in a space where it's not just C.J. Stroud's got to save you, right? Like, you're struggling on early downs, and C.J. Stroud's got to make something happen on third down, and now all of a sudden the fantasy football fans are getting their wish, and C.J. Stroud's throwing it 70-80% of the time.
Yeah.
And, like, you're living in that space. Kind of to your point, Clint, that you were making earlier, like, I agree with the whole thought process, but, like, having a running back like Joe Mixon helps that, especially at a time where now you're about to be playing better teams with better quarterbacks where you are going to want to possess the ball more often than not.
Well, I mean, not to get too far off in the weeds because it's hard on the radio to talk about a lot of this stuff, but I mean, if I just want a complimentary, I just want a complimentary piece to the pass game, right? I just want to be able to stay out of third and 12. How about third and 5 or 6? I'll take that, right? Yeah. I'll take that. You know, now if it ever turns the corner to where you've got a 4-minute offense, now you can just milk the clock late in the ball game with a lead, and you end up having your quarterback take a knee in the old victory formation, best formation in football. If you can do that, now we're back to. This is a Super Bowl caliber offense.
Yeah.
Like right now, it's hard for me to sell this offense right now as these boys are going to make a run to a Super Bowl. I think the overall team is in that conversation now, but what we've seen offensively, whether it's just the inconsistencies or the injuries or, you know, the pass protection issues, the run game issues, it's hard to think that you got the ability to go in and run through 3 or 4 playoff caliber defenses with this particular offense on the field. And we'll see if Joe Mixon can turn around. Because the one thing about this weekend, and we're going to get into this too, the New England Patriots are, I think they're a top 10 defense.
Yeah, no, they're a pretty good defense.
I mean, they're top third of the league on defense, and they've been really good. Both schematically and personnel-wise, they're pretty damn good. So it's going to be a hell of a matchup for this offense. The other star that's aligning there, obviously he was the headliner for me today with Damian Pierce, but all of a sudden Joe Mixon showed up and decided he was going to do a little song and dance, and all of a sudden he's a headliner. But Damian Pierce may be, B. Scott, this is a little bit of a stretch, I'll admit it. Damian Pierce may be just what the doctor ordered for this football team, though.
And you gotta explain that one.
Well,
now.
I assumed he was going to be the starting running back, but now that Joe Mixon's back, it changes it a bit. But you're talking about a guy, I just firmly believe, after watching this football team for 4 or 5 weeks, I just firmly believe the best chance for them to run the football is downhill. Forget that outside zone that was so good against Indianapolis. Like I may be wrong, and Joe Mixon may be the guy that makes that happen. But as I watch this offensive line and I watch these tight ends, week in, week out, I don't think you're consistently going to run the football in that outside zone. I'm talking about the toss zone, the get to the sideline, get outside the numbers, and cut. Like, I just don't think that's going to be this team's bread and butter.
Hell, your tight ends are even better lined up at fullback at times. Like, when you're trying to just run it, but like you said, run it in between the tackles. They're often better in those because, obviously you've lost British Brooks. You lost your fullbacks. Yeah. Like, they're almost better in those situations. They're not great.
Well, Cade Stover better be your tight end fullback this week or I'm going to blow a gasket. I'm just telling you, man. There's no way Bobby Sloan.
They brought back Tegan Quatoriano.
Well, Tegan's ass, his big tall ass, his big long drink of water. He ain't getting no damn 3-point stance at fullback. He needs to have his hand in the dirt in the line of scrimmage.